Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, Trader Cobb here. Hope you're all having a fantastic day. I'm back in my office and happy to bring you this podcast. First time back settled in. It's really good to be home. And look, guys, I just want to say a big thank you to everybody that I met along my journeys. It was an amazing trip. I really enjoyed myself. And looking forward to doing a lot more in the space now, a lot more amazing guests coming up on the show and heaps of really cool stuff to bring. So keep your eyes out on the future of what is TraderCobb.com. And if you haven't already, go and register to the bi-weekly free video newsletter. It's just TraderCobb.com. That's TraderCobb.com. You can get yourself registered there. You can also see that the interviews have been videoed. They're recorded, so you don't just have to listen to the podcast. You can actually go and watch me interview and have a look at these people if that's what really tickles your fancy. Anyway, guys, interesting time in the markets right now, holding on 8,000. We've bounced a little bit up off of 8,000. I'll do a quick market run through, then take you through what my little topic's going to be today, because it is pretty important and you should definitely listen to it. It's something that I think is very, very important indeed, and that's why I bring it to you. So we've bounced off of 8,000. We saw that little bullish candle. You know, I spoke of it before I came back. If we were to break the high of that, it would be the first sign of a little bit of bullishness. We did break the high of it. Now we've broken the high of the next candle and we're sitting at around about 8.5, roughly around about 8.5. Now we do on the 4-hour have higher highs and higher lows. We are in an uptrend on the 4-hour, but I am not too bullish at all just yet. Why? Because right now on the daily, excuse me, we are still in our downtrend. We have a lower low, which is that it broke through 8,000 to 7,927. Roughly, and now where we've pulled back up into is the cradle zone. Now, you guys that have been trading with me or have done my courses and know what I'm all about know that the cradle zone is an area that I do look to trade. I combine a number of different ingredients in that zone, one of which is trend. The second, of course, is the zone itself. So if I got price pulling back into the zone, into around that 10 and 20 period moving average, and then I get that happening within a trend at the moment, Bitcoin in a downtrend on the daily, then I'm looking for my trading strategy to pop up. So it's a sequence of events, and of course everything's structured. So these are part of my written checklist that I teach in the program. So right now, I know a lot of people are talking about bullishness, bearishness, bullishness, bullishness, bullishness. A lot of people want bullishness, so that's all they talk about. They find reasons to be bullish because it fits the narrative that they desire to have. It's up to their mind to bring them to a place where they feel comfortable. And if you're an investor in the space, you feel comfortable when you feel bullish. Now, I don't see bullishness right now. It's as simple as that. Not on the daily anyway. The 4-hour, yes, it's in an uptrend. But, you know, what I like to see is the higher time frames, like the daily, in agreement with the mid time frames, like the 4-hour, all the way up to the really high time frames as well. Why? Because I'm looking for high probability trades. And I don't take heaps and heaps and heaps of trades. I don't take loads of trades. I take really good trades because I've got a really strict set of rules that I stick to. So it's really important for me to have all these factors lining up. Now, in saying that, I mean, sure, I want the market to move higher. You know, I want the market to recover. That's what I want more than anything. And you know what? It'd be absolutely wonderful to see 8,000 present us with that higher low on the bigger picture on the weekly and then push up through 10,000. Let's get this party started. But here's the big but. I'm not a turkey flying in the hurricane, okay? I'm someone who knows what they're doing, and therefore I will not let emotion or desire or what I want get in the way or cloud my judgment for what I know to be true. I need clarity. Clarity for me is when I have higher highs and higher lows across all time frames. And the daily's looking a little bit more bullish, and we have bounced from 8,000 to about $500. So that's really good. And the top 10 right now is lit up nice and green, which is also good. But don't get ahead of yourself too far. Don't listen to too many people unless you really, truly trust them based on something factual. And that's what brings me to my topic today, guys. It's really important. Have a think about this. Who follows a signal service? Do you follow a signal service? If you do, it's the perfect way to know you don't know what you're doing. Now, don't take that as an insult, because it's not. It's not meant to be. It's a fact. Okay? If you are relying on somebody else, probably somebody that you don't know at all, you know, Moon Donkey or Crypto Lambo or something like this, you know, all these pseudonyms and nicknames out there. If you are following a signal service right now, you might be sitting going, oh, yeah, well, I look at it, but I don't take too many trades from it. Doesn't matter. If you are reading and following a signal service right now, that should be an alarm bell for you. That should be something. And I'm telling you this from a place of, you know, trying to help you. I'm not telling you this from, I don't want to, I'm not here to piss you off. If I wanted to piss you off, I'd do it. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to help you. Okay, I'm here to help you understand where you're at, and asking yourself the right questions and pointing out the right things that are going on within your trading and in your life can often be how you move to the next step. Because if you don't know you're doing something wrong, you can't fix it. If you are right now following signal services, it shows me you don't have the confidence to know what you're doing. You don't have the ability to execute without others' input. And if you think, well, I'm learning from these signal services, be real with yourself. What are you learning? Most of these signal services say, oh, buy Bitcoin at this, or this many sats, it's not going to go lower. All this sort of rubbish. Forget about it. You're not going to learn anything from that. You're not going to learn a single goddamn thing from that sort of, you know, that sort of information. So, if you're following a signal service right now, let's do one thing together. Admit to yourself that, okay, yeah, no, he's you know, it doesn't mean you're a brand new trader. Doesn't mean you're a beginner. I'm not saying that. It means you're not confident enough. It means you're not yet in the position where you go, well, yeah, I don't really care what anyone else is saying because I know what I'm doing. I got my way of doing things. And you might be sitting there going, well, hang on, don't you offer a signal service? The answer is no. No, I do not. I do not do a signal service. I do daily content, yes. But the daily content is there to point you in the right direction, give you educational lessons. I'm not saying I'm buying this at this price with a stop loss here and a target there. Very rarely will I do that. And every single time, you know, it's not very often I do that. More often than not, like there will be trades that I'll put up and yes, I will take them. And sometimes I'll make it pretty clear that I'm going to take them. But it's not a signal service, guys. I'm there to point you in the right direction, to back up the education that you get through learning the strategies like the crypto cradle, the Bitcoin breakout, and the Fibonacci booster. Point you in the right direction as far as, here's my watch list for the day, as an example. Here are some key levels that I'm watching out for. If XYZ was to occur around this point, then I'll be doing this. I'm not a signal service. I do not listen to any signal services. I do not and have never been a part of signal services in crypto. I have in other markets. Trust me, I've been there. I've done that. I've wasted the money. Fact of the matter is, it's up to you. You might think it's an education going on a signal service, but I'm telling you right now, flat out, it's not. You got to have reasons to execute. Know why to execute. Have your own backbone. Without it, you will fail. Guys, if you're on a signal service, get off the signal service. Jump across to tradercobb.com. You can get a full month free there on the MarketView subscription. Okay? It's not a signal service. It's education. Have a fantastic day, guys. We'll see how this market plays out. Keep on enjoying the interviews that I've been doing from Consensus. I hope you have a great day. But I really mean it, guys. A signal service won't help you. And if you are watching one right now or listening to one right now, it's hindering your performance. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.